Welcome to episode 7 of season 13. We're all in World Cup fever. I'm sure a lot of you have your teams moving forward to the next round. The World Cup's turning out to be really, really cool. Well, without further ado, I've got a great show for you today. 6 fantastic songs. We're kicking off with Tracy Coryell with her song Swimming. They call this modern country pop. You know, it's kind of like in the transition area between country and pop. It's what like Taylor Swift used to do. So I really like where this song fits in within the genres, you know. So Tracy Coryell doing a fantastic job of Swimming today, kicking off the show at number 1. Number 2 is Garth Adams with his song Sea Wall. When I want to describe this song, all that comes to mind is stadium alt pop, okay? It's not your commercial kind of manufactured stuff. It's well produced, of course. They've kind of demanded that this song be played live on a big stage. You know, that's the kind of feel I get. So Garth Adams with Sea Wall at number 2. Number 3 is Bianca with her song Eyes on You. Very top 40 sounding, you know, it's what Rihanna and all these guys make. And it just shows you how the lines are kind of blurring between independent music and manufactured stuff, you know. But number 4 is Chris DeMarco, and this is truly one of the best songs on the season. It's called Sail Away. The voice is just great. It's like an old school production of a new modern song, you know. That's how I'd like to kind of describe this track. It's just the best of both worlds coming together, where focus is given to the singer's voice and the singer's delivery of this song, rather than just, you know, auto-tune and all that crap. This guy is really doing a great job. The production, the arrangement, everything on this song is just phenomenal. Number 4, that's Chris DeMarco, Sail Away. Number 5 is one of my favorite Americana artists, Daddy Warbucks. Now, he makes Americana, blues, you know, that kind of stuff. And a lot of his music is very political, okay? He's an American artist, Daddy Warbucks. And this song is called Where Empires Go to Die. I'd like to call this Political Swamp Blues. That's the new genre I've coined it into. Political Swamp Blues. That's Daddy Warbucks at number 5 with their song Empires Go to Die. Number 6, last but not least, is Lee Brandon and Dean Philip Brooks Sr. And this is their song Toya. Now, this is kind of like a ballad. Very, very nostalgic sounding, very old school sounding ballad. A lot of voices, a lot of strings and stuff like that. So all of you who like your 80s kind of music, or 70s, 80s, early 90s kind of stuff, you might like this track. These are our 6 fantastic songs for today. I really hope you enjoy it. Get back to the World Cup, because some amazing games coming up today. And go Portugal, we're winning it this time. Oliver Sean signing out.
You have felt her tides flowing through your mind. When the moon does side with love, you must abide. Now you're swimming in your feelings, charting waters, exploring love divine. Yeah, you're swimming in your feelings, it's getting deeper. It's either sink or swim, it's time. as love washes the shore, you want more. Yeah, you're swimming in your
I've been thinking long.
Just to know, make you feel in love, the kind you never know.
history, I pause to take a sigh about the land Afghanistan, where empires go to die. Alexander the Great, he tried and failed. The Mongols, they did too. The British and the Russians, they got their ass kicked too. America's been there many years, and I ask myself why we don't learn from history, where empires go to die. They say it's terrorism, that's political malarkey. Just follow where the money goes to a corporate oligarchy. The food crops they once grew with a plow and a hoe been turned into opium poppies, growing row on row. Our infrastructure's crumbling, our social structure too. It's a corporate scam, they don't give a damn while screwing over me and you. Outrage, I don't hear no public cry about sending young men and women where empires go to die. We lost people and treasure in Vietnam, and there still ain't no upside. We're doing the same in a no-win game where empires go to die. It's a new world order agenda with a demonic rising tide. They want America's soul in a deep dark hole where empires go to die.
You captured my heart. such a happy man, but all I feel all is sad since you passed away on the show.
You captured my heart, I fell in
you.